constitutional amendment so that it can, an article can be inserted, say, in the absence of the president and the vice, the Speaker of Parliament automatically steps in as acting president without being sworn in, just like how the vice steps in without being sworn in. But until that is done, the vacuum that has been created now is highly improper and abuse of the constitutional process. And I think the president and his vice and the speaker, they owe the nation a big apology for creating this hiatus, for creating this situation, for creating this terrible anomaly in our constitutional life. I will recommend that immediately, if President Mahama is not yet in town, then the acting Chief Justice should be made to swear in the Speaker as quickly as possible within the next hour or two to right the wrong.
And the lawyer in this case, Sabi Touchwood, Name and Fasa and Bakura, Sir President and the Vice, you know, anyhow, na Speaker or Church, so yen swear in Touchwood, Sir, will be cheatwo na wo tu abano egua. I bet me like I said, we're to a constitutionally elected government, abano egua na lawyer.
As you said, Nyame emphasama, but still it will be wrong, because as you said, a constitutionally elected government. The government is not made up of just the president and his vice and the Speaker of Parliament. We have the ministers of state who are in office right now.
Yes.
We have members of parliament who are in office right now. We have justices of the Supreme Court who are in office. And they are all part of the government structure. It is so genuine. Over to me, I can say there is no acting president. See, I am perfectly within my rights in staging a military coup. No, that is not allowed by the law.
I see. And not just in that case, say or treat to be so genuine, touch wood, a treat to na or to a mine gua. The president's return can still reinstate the government. And I'm a boy, say, man, penny, the fan say, when you are my oba, na BBCS in a chair. Obey to me as I'm a fan of Kunya.
Rightfully, I think so. So, obey to me as a fan of Kunya, because personally, I'm against military coups generally. There's no reason why soldiers should stage a coup. See, President in New York, Vice in New York, Speaker has not been sworn in. The Chief Justice, the acting Chief Justice, can immediately assume power, in my view. But he must also be sworn in.